The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Stop judging that you may not be judged. For as you judge, so will you be judged, and the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in your eye? You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Too often, our human interactions are all too human and filled with judgment. But our Lord today strictly tells us not to judge, for there is only one judge, the just judge, the merciful judge, and none of us are him. We cannot look into the human heart. It's just something we're very much incapable of doing. Oftentimes, when we come into a new workplace, random people will come up to us and tell us, "Avoid that person over there. They're always angry and rude and disrespectful," or, "Oh, you need to stay on this person's good side because they get really, really nasty." It's always the negative things that we first are told about. It's kind of part of that human condition thing. Bad news travels fast, and it seems that bad judgments travel even faster. But there's something in the spiritual life that really helps fight against this all-too-human tendency of judgment and gossip. And that's assuming the good. When a spouse or child acts rudely or gets angry, instead of assuming their intention, the Christian approach is to assume the good. Maybe they're stressed about something. Maybe instead of passing judgment and assuming the bad, I should give them space and assume the good. St. Ignatius speaks directly to this, and he says, "It should be presupposed that every good Christian ought to be more eager to put a good interpretation on a neighbor's statement than to condemn it. Further, if one cannot interpret it favorably, one should ask how the other means it. If the meaning is wrong, one should correct the person with love. If this is not enough, one should search out every appropriate means through which, by understanding the statement in a good way, it may be saved." It's not easy to assume the good, but it is absolutely necessary. If we look back on our own experiences in life, we tend to be, well, the vast majority of humanity tends to have a very negative outlook on things. Like, "Oh, that person was rude to me at the checkout stand." Well, they just went through it. They're going through a major divorce. Like, we don't know their entire thing. Not that it's an excuse, but for things like that, that in the end aren't really that big of a deal, it's important that we assume the good. Now, of course, there will be times when assuming the good does damage to everyone. And the most prominent one in that is anything to do with abuse of any kind, of any person. Abuse is not tolerated. Somebody having a bad day, that is. We have to tolerate that. That's what it means to be in community, to live in community. To be able to rub up against other people and bump up and bash heads occasionally, because that's just kind of what humans do, and at the end of it, still be friends, still be brothers and sisters in Christ. And the only way that that happens is if we can assume the good. So my brothers and sisters, this is something we have to work at, this non-judgment, assuming the good. It takes time, but all we have to do is change what our assumption is. Just a little switch. Instead of assuming that they're the worst person in the world, assume that, you know, they're having a bad day, and give them that space to breathe and figure it out.